Come.
Evening, Commander.
Good evening, Ringo. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering if you were coming to the concert tonight.
That's right. I'd almost forgotten. What's the band playing tonight?
Does it really matter?
Sometimes. Your band performs well no matter what you play, but some music is more to my liking than others.
Well, y'all don't have to worry about Friedman's picks for a while. After talking us into trying that Grateful Dread music, we nixed his voting rights for 6 months.
Well, I'm not sure I'd have gone that far, but...
Y'all didn't have to perform it either.
Too true. So what is on the docket for tonight?
We're going back to the classics.
Classics as in Brahms and Bach, or classics as in Hank and Waylon?
You know me too well, Commander. You know me too well.
I think I can make it, barring any emergencies.
What in blazes?
I don't know. We need to get to the bridge, though.
Commander, you rock. One on your desk. Phil.
I'll worry about cleaning up later, Ringo. We need to get to the bridge.
Right behind you, Commander.
Chief Medical Officer's Log, Potemkin, Stardate 498.3. The ship has just cleared the spatial anomaly, and we're back on course with no casualties. Crewman Davis and Pyron suffered minor lacerations from the initial encounter, but were easily treated with the new protolaser. Both men have returned to duty.
Hawkeye, come quick!
What's the matter, Commander?
It's Martini. He's cracked!
Martini?
Yes. Okay. This isn't a joke. I have a pet rock. It's a silicon-based life form, and he's one of a kind. The rest of his species was wiped out during the Earth-Romulan War. And he's cracked!
Okay, I know you're panicked, Avery, but you need to calm down for a minute.
But Hawkeye, you need to take this seriously.
Believe me, Commander, I am. I know all about Martini, I just didn't recognize it by name. You forget that I'm friends with your former doctor, and he told me all about the creature. But you're not going to do it or me any good in the state you're in.
Okay. What do you need?
How did this happen?
He was sitting on my desk when the spatial anomaly hit, and he got knocked to the floor.
And I take it by your reaction that you've never encountered this before.
Not in the 100 years that I've had him. Doc Rembrandt ran some preliminary tests when we first got him, and we deemed that it was pretty close to invulnerable.
So a fall from the desk to a carpeted floor shouldn't have been a problem. You're an empath. Are you picking anything up from Martini right now?
No, that's part of the problem. I think it might be unconscious.
Has there ever been a time when you weren't able to pick something up from him?
Only when it's sleeping.
So it does have a sleep cycle. Okay. Does it experience paradoxical sleep?
I'm not sure. Without REM, it's hard to tell.
Okay, that's reasonable. Let's bring him over to the biobed and see if we can detect anything.
Our best bet is using the EEG.
It doesn't have a heart rate or respiratory system, so that makes sense.
Those look like abnormal readings to me, Doc.
I need to call up Martini's previous records to see what the standard is, but I'll take your word for it for the moment. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong, though. Depending on how susceptible it is to your empathic communication, it could just be reacting to your anxiety. I mean, you have been together long enough to establish an extremely strong bond.
How can we find out for sure?
You're going to have to leave Martini here with me for a while. Go, get yourself calmed down, and when I have some answers for you, I'll call you back in.
So you're sending me to the waiting room?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Fine. I'll go, but I'm not going to like it.
No one ever does. Go. I'll be in touch.
To see us, Doc?
You've got Avery with you, right?
Of course, Hawkeye. When you send Ringo to cheer someone up, I don't give up till they're cheered up.
For future reference, gentlemen, going to a country music concert when a person is bordering on depression is not exactly the best of choices.
What did you play tonight?
We started out with some of the classics, but it wasn't doing much good, so we tried to throw in some late 20th century rockabilly at the end. It was real popular at the time.
What was it?
Garth Brooks, I Got Friends in Low Places?
Ooh, yeah, nice try, but no.
The concert aside, you called us down here to give me the bad news.
What makes you think the news is bad?
You had Ringo try to cheer me up and bring me down here.
That doesn't mean it's bad news, it just means I thought you could use the company. Actually, the prognosis is very positive.
You were able to patch him up?
No need.
What? Why not?
Because, as far as I can tell, this was part of Martini's natural development.
I'm a bit confused, Doc.
About which part?
In general, all of it. But specifically about how the unbreakable rock was supposed to break.
Well, most creatures have a built-in recycling system. Snakes shed their skin, birds molt, dogs and cats shed hair that was grown for the winter months. Even humanoids shed the top epidural layers. I believe that Martini is just doing the same thing.
The commander's pet rock is shed. You have got to be pulling my lariat.
I've never seen you use a lasso in the entire time I've known you.
A figure of speech.
But Hawkeye, why would it pick now to shed when I haven't seen it do it in the past 100 years?
Avery, you have a pet that, theoretically speaking, may be the only creature in the quadrant with a measurable lifespan that could potentially outlive you. Who's to say what a logistical chemical rotation is going to be for it? Experts determined centuries ago that the human body changes over chemically every 7 years. Maybe this is the same type of rotation, just extended exponentially.
You're certain, Hawkeye?
As certain as I can be about an unknown species of which this is our only sample. Yes. If you look carefully within the cracked outer shell, though, you can see a secondary layer that has already grown in place. It's probably going to take a couple of weeks for the entire outer layer to chip away, but when he's all done, there will be a new crust in its place.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
I thought so as well. I'd like you to bring Martini in every couple of days to make sure things are progressing as I expect.
What about him being unresponsive? Do you think that's normal?
Again, it's hard to tell, but I'd say he's probably in a regenerative cycle, similar to what a caterpillar will enter into when it enters the cocoon for its metamorphosis. He'll come out of it when the shedding is done.
Who would have thought? A regenerating rock that rolled.